Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Showtime. How y'all feel?
You got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH.
And good morning, everybody. Good Friday to each and every one of you as we get to the end of another week. Hope you've had a good one and are off to a good start to the weekend. Good to have you with us at 869-1240. Join the show at your convenience. Shane Dennis is on the other side. Jad Chambers is producing back in studio as the Urban Meyer era in the NFL opens in Jacksonville. It's intriguing at the very least, and it makes Jacksonville a little more interesting than maybe they otherwise would have been.
What's the over-under on years spent in Jacksonville for old Herb?
Ooh.
Does he make it to four?
I was going to say, it's interesting you say that. I was thinking like 3.5 would be the, I don't know. That's a very interesting question.
Well, he's saying the right things. Like it's time for me to get back into coaching and after long, all the buzzwords and catchphrases and stuff. And honestly, I'm not going to make it about money for him, but he's do a whole lot of money to do that.
Sure.
And you can't convince me that it's not all money, but they weren't going to lure him out of the Fox studios with just a run-of-the-mill offer to come back and coach. Right? I mean, it has a lot to do with money. And it probably has a little to do with all of the toys that he kind of has at his disposal.
Oh, I think more than a little. I think that the situation is good. He has history in the state of Florida.
Yeah.
He's inheriting a team that has, in terms of inheriting an NFL team with as clean a slate as you can possibly get, the Jacksonville Jaguars kind of check that box. In other words, you're forming it almost from a baseline, simply because they've traded away so many of their guys. And you are going to be able to literally rework the roster. That is rare in the NFL, that you're able to do that. But he's going to have that ability to essentially rework a good portion of that roster and shape it in his own image. I think that that's a very enticing thing, not to mention to have the first pick in the draft.
Well, so, that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, what if he had the first pick in the draft and Trevor Lawrence wasn't a part of it? Would he still be that wild about it? And I guess there's some question about maybe he'll go rogue and take Justin Fields, and there's not mm-hmm. that much difference between Fields and Lawrence. But this draft has been hyped as a Trevor Lawrence draft for over a year. And I just wonder how much the number one overall pick with his pick of whoever quarterback he loves the most is right there for him.
I think it helps, but I think the overall draft capital that they have is even more important mm-hmm. because you can really Look, you're taking over a team that has been at the bottom of the NFL for quite some time, certainly the absolute bottom right now, 1-15. They won their first game, lost their next 15. The expectations are low. Hell, they're talking about them moving from Jacksonville. I mean, the whole nine yards. So you're taking over a franchise at the absolute perfect time for the franchise to be taken over and for you to do it, because you're ready to get back into coaching. They're going to pay you a boatload of money, which you're going to make whether you win, lose, or draw. Mm-hmm. And you get a chance to scratch that competitive itch at the highest level of football, which I think every coach, at least, I don't know about fantasizes, but I think that they at least project themselves into that situation. I how can you not, right? So I think that there's a lot of things conspiring here to make perfect sense for Urban Meyer to be back in the game. His own wants and needs and the needs of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And it's very rare that you get an intersection like that where the timing is great for both franchise and coach. But this is certainly one of those times. And I think that it's, and I think it makes the Jacksonville Jaguars very, very interesting. As interesting as a one-win team can possibly be in its next year.
Well, it's a pretty splashy hire for Jacksonville, no doubt.
Sure.
Considering
sure.
they won one game. But it's not as if, and I'm going to maybe poke a few holes in the old hire here. Mm-hmm. It's not as if Urban Meyer is coming back to the NFL. Yeah, he's coming back to right. coaching, but he's never coached in the NFL. If for those that forgot or don't know, let's take a trip down memory lane and let's go down his timeline a little bit, shall we?
All right, sure.
We won't go all the way back. We don't have to go back to when he was assistant at Illinois State, for example. But
right.
he got his first head coaching job at Bowling Green. This is 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Falcons won two games in 2000, and Meyer led them to 8 his first season. Biggest turnaround in Division I that year. MAC Coach of the Year. Okay, so now he hits the ground running. There's the splash.
Mm-hmm.
2002, very next year, Bowling Green's 8-0, 16th in the USA Today ESPN coaches poll. Finished 9-3. Then he moved on to Utah. In 2003, the Utes finished 10-2 with his revolutionary spread offense, and they won their first outright league championship in 46 years. And then of 2004, they go 12-0. Their first unbeaten season since 1930. They destroyed Pittsburgh in the Fiesta Bowl, 35-7. Then he went to Florida, signing a 7-year, $14 million contract with the Gators. This is like 3 years removed after he was at Bowling Green. This is a whirlwind.
And how about $14 million over 7 years? It's a pittance.
That was so much money back then.
Oh, my gosh. Of course it was.
If you're a special teams coordinator elevated to head coach nowadays, that's probably what you'd get. But anyway.
Yeah. No, you're right.
2006, his second season at Florida, 13-1, beat Arkansas in the SEC championship game after being selected over Michigan to play Ohio State. Florida routes the Buckeyes 41-14 in the national title game. So they were selected over Michigan and played Ohio State in the 2007 then BCS national championship game 41-14. Next year, newly enrolled freshman Aaron Hernandez reportedly refused to pay for two alcoholic drinks at a bar near the Florida campus. After an argument with an employee, he allegedly punched a man on the side of the head. Police report was filed. Hernandez was never charged. September, the same year, shots were fired into a car at a stoplight in Gainesville. One of the victims later described the shooter as being either, quote, Hispanic or, quote, Hawaiian male with large build and tattoos. The victim also identified Reggie Nelson, who's a safety, as a person who's with the shooter. Police never charged either, But 6 years later, Massachusetts authorities prosecuting Hernandez for murder in the Odin Lloyd shooting reached out to police in Gainesville in hopes of determining whether Hernandez had any role in that 2007 shooting. Meyer, meanwhile, signed a six-year contract extension that paid him an average of $3.25 million a year. Tim Tebow, first sophomore and third Florida player ever to win the Heisman. All that happened in 2007.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So 2008, they bounced back after a 9-win season, won 13, winning 11 of them by 20 or more points, beat Alabama in the SEC championship game, beat OU in the BCS championship game, another national title. 2009, lost to Alabama in the SEC championship after starting the season at 12-0. In December that year, admitted himself into a local hospital for what initially was described as dehydration. So here come the personal issues and health issues to the surface, starting in 2009. 911 call later revealed he was rushed to the hospital by ambulance after complaining of chest pains. Meyer's wife made the call, said her husband awoke that morning, tried to get out of bed, and fell down. Day after Christmas, Florida announced he is stepping down as head coach, citing family and health reasons. 4 years later, he changed his mind, took a leave of absence instead. Coached the Gators to a 51-24 victory over Cincinnati in the Sugar Bowl. 2010, returned to the program full-time in March. In September, one of their running backs was arrested and charged with aggravated stalking and allegedly sending a former girlfriend a threatening text message that read in part, quote, time to die, unquote. Meyer had to suspend him for 4 games. You get the idea. And
yep,
then
right. Sure.
We go all the way to 2013 when Hernandez was arrested and charged for murder for Odin Lloyd, when Odin Lloyd's body was found in an industrial park. And it later was revealed in 2013 that 41 of the 121 players who played on Meyer's 2008 team at Florida were either arrested while in college or shortly thereafter, and sometimes both. And then you fast forward to the Ohio State stuff, where he stepped down, tried to cover up the Zach Smith stuff that we talked about on the show. He was suspended for 3 games before he returned to the sideline. And then in October of 18, he told reporters he was diagnosed with a cyst that had been causing him severe headaches, frequent pain in the left side of his head. I'm not saying that those things aren't true, but that is a bumpy, bumpy road from 2001 mm-hmm. all the way until 2018 with seismic
sure.
ups and downs. I mean, at the
yes.
highest heights and the lowest lows of Urban Meyer.
Which probably underscores his need to be coaching in the NFL if he's coaching anywhere at all.
Because?
Just simply because he's kind of left a very curious wake in his time in college football. The pro game is different in that regard, and it's covered differently. There's more transparency. You can't run your programs in the NFL behind closed doors or 20-foot walls. You got to do things a certain way in the National Football League. That's not to say that unsavory characters don't emerge in the NFL.
Sure.
We've certainly seen that, but we see it. That's my point, right? We see it. So you know about it. There's accountability each and every day in the National Football League. So.
But those are also grown men you're coaching, too.
Right. Totally different.
He could exercise his will over players at Florida, Ohio State, and Utah, and everywhere else. So I would tend to agree with you that this is mm-hmm. an okay landing spot, and probably the last one, considering his age, and this is kind of the last hill to climb, probably, right?
Sure.
Give it a run in the NFL because the Jags paid me a bunch of money, and we'll give it the old, not college try. That's a wrong cliche.
The old pro try. Yeah, no, I feel you. I think that there's
and he walked away from coaching twice for serious health issues, made worse by stress. Whoever you believe, or any way you slice it, that
well, there's no stress in the NFL, Shane, so don't worry about it.
Well, you know what? There might not be, because he's already made his money. And if he gets fired after two or 3 years, then I honestly, if I were him, if I were his doctor, I would say, literally, don't stress about this, if at all possible, because this is your last job and you have more money than you'll ever be able to spend.
One of the biggest jumps that a coach has to make in the game from the college game to the NFL isn't necessarily the X's and the O's, especially the way the games, the two games have kind of melded right now. They've kind of folded into each other, and there's more familiarity between the games, at least in the styles that are played, not necessarily the athleticism. But the thing that becomes different for Urban Meyer is that he'll be in front of a microphone every single day. I mean, 5 days a week. He'll be maybe six days a week. He'll be in front of a microphone, and that will be an there will be many obligations that you make as a head coach in the NFL that are totally different from college. You can run a very quiet, low-key program in college, even at a high-exposure program. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're just not asked to do as much with media, and you're able to escape that sort of inspection. It just is the way that it is. So that'll be interesting. That'll be interesting to see how he handles that, because he's – for a guy that's been in the media, he's had, and at times, not contentious, but not always a great relationship with media along the way.
And he'll have a couple different people to answer to, his GM and his owner, as opposed to at Ohio State, you know, and all due respect to any AD that he's ever worked for, but when you win 10, 11, 12 games every year, you don't have to answer too many tough questions from your boss. I can't imagine. Nope. You're cashing those incentive checks because you just won the conference. And you just went to a bowl, and you just did that and did this. But So
do you like the hire? Do you like the hire? Where are you with the hire? If you're a Jacksonville Jaguars fan this morning and you're waking up and – you have everything that we've talked about at various times over the last couple of days on the table. Where are you right now?
I liked it more 48 hours ago when I heard about it than I do now.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I don't want to say there's red flags, but if his health issues were real, then – and we – kind of half serious, half not, talked about don't stress out about this. Well, that's impossible.
Absolutely.
And like you said, he's going to have to talk to the media every day. They are not going to baby him. They're not going to be nice to him like they might have been in Columbus, or they might have been in Gainesville or whatever. You know, you start off 0-6 next year.
That's right.
Blood's on his hands. So I don't think you can say it's a no-brainer home run because he's never coached in the NFL before. That doesn't mean he can't win, but you can't say that hire checks every single box. There have been instances of college guys coaching in the pros before where they've won, not often. And I don't want to bring up all the Steve Spurrier's and Chip Kelly's and, you know, guys that gave it a shot and failed.
Sure.
Because I don't think necessarily he will. But I think there's enough there that gives me pause for this. So if I'm a Jags fan, I'm about right down the middle. I'm about a 5 on a 10 scale.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I mean,
I'd be a little higher on that scale probably. But But I'm not paying the what is it, $15 million or whatever it is that he's getting, whatever the number is.
Yeah.
I'm not paying it, so that doesn't matter to me. That's inconsequential. It's someone else's money. I'm thinking in terms of, okay, X's and O's, Jimmy's and Joe's, where do we go from here? Are we competitive, and can we start to win some football games? And I think taken in totality, the answer is probably yes. More so just because of the situation and where they are, whether it was Urban Meyer or anyone else.
Well, who would you rather
have? It just
happens
to be Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer, Arthur Smith, or Eric Bieniemy? Because those guys are looking for jobs, all three of them, apparently. In order.
I don't know enough. I don't know enough about Arthur Smith.
I do know enough to know that every single team that needs a coach has interviewed him. So he must be.
Yes, they have.
He must be all right.
And as it relates to Eric Bieniemy or Urban Meyer, and money is not an issue, and I'm thinking splash, you probably go with Urban Meyer. Because I think he sells you tickets. I do. That's not to say that I wouldn't think that that Eric Bieniemy gives you a better chance maybe to be great offensively right away.
All right. We'll see. We shall. We shall see. And they do have the number one pick and 10 other picks, I think, in the draft, which is mind-boggling.
Crazy. Yeah, it really is.
All right, what's on tap here on a Friday, courtesy of Side Pockets out of Tyler Crossing. Got a good show for you today. We've got State Farm picks like we normally do. That is at 10:25. I will let you know the top things to know this weekend in the divisional round.
Oh, I like it.
NFL weekend. Yeah, well, I'll talk Rams and Pack. I will break down a little bit the Josh Allen versus the Ravens blitz matchup. And can the Saints go 3-0 versus the Bucks? That's coming up next. We'll have Mount Rushmore of KU Hoops Twitter question. We'll have Thor Nystrom on from Roto World. He's a college football lead writer for them and a draft analyst. So now that the dust has settled, what did he think about Alabama, all of their declarations, Nick Saban, the quarterback class? Are we going to have six guys drafted in the first round? So we'll talk to Thor Nystrom, who, by the way, is a KU grad. We'll talk to him about college football. He's from rotoworld.com. And the picks with Paul Brooks from State Farm, 10:25, and then OTD like we normally do on a Friday before we hand you off to the weekend. We're glad you're here. Stick around. It's 9:23 with Shane and Bruce and Jad on Sports Daily.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.